Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio Network. Our purpose on Journey to Success Radio is to interview people who are making a positive difference in the world. And we look at it and explore important aspects and areas of life, everything from direct sales, business, relationships, physical, mental, disabilities, and many more topics. My name's Tom Tutoff Cunningham. I'm a Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor. I'm also a regular contributor to their weekly e-zine. And just last week, I spoke at the Think and Grow Rich Summit in Del Mar, California, where I shared the stage with not only today's guests, but also Jeffrey Gittimer, Greg Reed, John Bellemi, John Assaraf, Sharon Lecter, and others. I've had rheumatoid arthritis from my jaw to my toes since the age of 5. That's 44 years now, and in that time I've had 4 hips, 4 knees, and 2 shoulders replaced, which makes me sound like a spider, and I've been hospitalized about 40 times. I also stand about 5'1". That's probably on tiptoes, and that's due to the heavy daily doses of the oral steroid prednisone that I had to take to fight my arthritis. And despite those physical challenges, I always answer amazing when asked how I'm doing. 80% of the time it's true. The other 20% of the time it's to remind myself that it's true. You can find out more about me at my website and also about our guest today. My website's Tom, the number 2, and tall, T-A-L-L.com. Now, my guest today is Dr. Steve Taubman. And I am one of the disappointments of the Think and Grow Rich Summit was I had to fly back from California to Toronto Saturday early afternoon. And I missed Steve's talk. He was on after the legendary Jeffrey Gittimer. Dr. Steve's varied and unusual background has earned him the accolade Renaissance Man. He's gained success as a physician, entertainer, trainer, and author of the number one Amazon self-help bestseller, Unhypnosis, in which he teaches individuals to reinvent their lives. In 1990, Steve taught himself magic and began performing at corporate events and resorts throughout the United States, and at the same time running his medical practice. Between 1990 and 1996, Steve earned acclaim for his corporate presentations, performing for companies like IBM, GE, Saturn Corporation, Inc. Magazine, very cool, and many others. Steve studied hypnosis with Dr. Scott McFall and began performing his hypnosis extravaganza at colleges and resorts throughout the United States and the Caribbean, with regular performances at Beaches and Sandals, the number one family and couple resorts in the world. He was also featured on MSNBC for his performance at Spring Break in Negril, Jamaica. Steve's passion for network marketing and direct sales and its emphasis on personal growth led him back into that world, and now he helps individuals through coaching and training to build large businesses and at the same time live balanced lives. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Hey, Tom, thanks so much for having me. You know, as you were reading that introduction, I thought a great prescription for everybody would be to write an introduction about themselves and have it read to them once a day, because it just makes you feel great when you look back and you think, man, did I do all that?
That would be a cool idea. They actually pay someone who's got an enthusiastic voice. They can record it. You put it on your alarm clock, or what Zig calls an opportunity clock, and you wake up.
I think we're onto something here.
So I think so. We have a new app, your good morning wake-up call, where someone tells you all your good things about you. Now, Steve,
there you go.
I was excited, but disappointed that I didn't get to see you talk, because as I told you, I have become really interested in hypnotherapy. I read My Voice Will Go With You by Rosen. That's about hypnosis, a few other things. And people sometimes have a strange association perhaps with hypnosis, perhaps could be due to religion, culture, background, any other insert idea there. But hypnotherapy is so helpful, isn't it? To reprogram our thoughts and reprogram some of the things that we've learned that maybe are not going to be helpful.
Well, exactly. And, you know, you mentioned a very important point, which is that there is a shroud of mystery around hypnosis, and there's a certain prejudice in certain communities against it. And, you know, for some people who are open-minded, it's, you know, we can certainly explain away some of the misunderstandings. And then there are going to always be people who just sort of shy away from it as a tool for all the reasons you mentioned. But in reality, hypnosis is one of the most powerful and safe and wonderful ways of impacting the way we think.
And I hate to tell Steve, the people that don't believe in it, they are hypnotized half the time, half of their life. If they're driving on a road that they've been on 782 times on the way to work, I tell you, you are in a trance already, right?
Exactly. There are those times you get in the car and you drive somewhere, and when you get there, you couldn't even tell anybody how you did it. It just happened on automatic. And we're essentially sleepwalking through life. You know, so much of what we do is automatic. So much of our thinking is habitual. And so much of our self-evaluation, our self-image, is based on messages that were hypnotized into us over the years. So, you know, there's nobody who's escaped the effect of hypnosis. The question is, do you have the ability to retrain your mind, to use hypnosis in a way that removes negative programming and replaces it with something that can make your life better?
Wow, exactly. You replace it with something that makes your life better. So is that the idea behind the word unhypnosis, to get ourselves out of the trance of the negativity that just is permeating throughout our society, to purposely hypnotize or trance yourself into affirmations, positive attitude, positive actions, and those types of things?
Well, precisely. I mean, the first thing, you know, let's say that most of the people that are probably listening to this are in some form of sales, perhaps they're direct sales or network marketing or entrepreneurs, and they understand that their business success is tied, well, hopefully they understand that their business success is tied to their mindset. You know, there's nothing more important than a positive mindset when you're trying to succeed in business. And I've trained and coached so many salespeople who have learned all the scripts and all the things they need to do, and they still don't do them. And the reason they don't do them, or the reason that they do them in a you know, kind of meager way, is that they're still affected by the hypnosis of their upbringing. They're still thinking that maybe they're not good enough, or what they have to say isn't worthy. And if you want to really get results in your life, if you want to be a successful, influential, persuasive person, a person who attracts others, then you want to clean yourself up. You want to let go of some of that stuff. And that's the idea of unhypnosis. It's, let's figure out where we can stand inside of ourselves, where we have the power to see what's useful and what's just garbage that's still hanging out inside of our souls.
Wow, exactly. And I heard an example of that last week. Savannah Rich Mom Ross, a friend of Greg Reed's, and she'll be speaking at my Think and Grow Rich event in Toronto. She was saying when she grew up, her family programming was rich people are nasty and mean and a few other bad adjectives to describe wealthy people. So when she needed to become wealthy, she thought, well, I think, you know, I'd rather be poor and kind than wealthy and mean. And so this programming gets permeated in our family, and we don't even know that it could be wrong, right?
Well, that's great. I mean, you're exactly on point, partly because of the negative programming being something that we have to realize that it's wrong, but we even have to realize that it exists, because quite often we're running on programs that we're blind to. We're unconscious of the fact that we're thinking them. They're just
kind
of running in the background.
Yeah,
I equate it with the fish in water. You know, a fish is swimming around in water, but the fish doesn't see the water, even though the water's all around him. Right? And in the same way, we're swimming in our own negative beliefs, and we don't see those negative beliefs because they're so attached to us. It's like when you wear a pair of sunglasses, eventually you forget that you're wearing them. You just sort of adapt to that, you know, to that level of light.
I like that analogy. A fish doesn't see the water, and yet it's all around them. And that's where our beliefs, they go with us, our family's beliefs, our grandparents' beliefs, our friends' beliefs. A lot of beliefs are there, just nothing to make our lives so much better. And now, Steve, talk to me about a little bit about definiteness of purpose. The number one principle of Napoleon Hill is definiteness of purpose. And you, it seems like, discovered a few definite purposes because you were a chiropractor for a while as well, right? And then you did magic, hypnosis, speaking, author. So at some point you realize this is what I love to do. I have a skill, talent, and ability, and this is my purpose. How long did that take? Have there been different ones? Do you think you may change it at some point as you get older? Talk to me about and how other people, give some tips maybe yours and how it could relate to what other people can do to discover that definite purpose, because once you do, you never seem to work again.
Well, in my experience, I think what happens is that we approximate our purpose closer and closer as time goes on, as long as we're conscious and awake and courageous enough to face that. Because certainly there are a lot of people out there who have no consciousness about whether they're living on purpose or not, and they're just kind of, they're living a half-life, right? And they may be depressed or anxiety-ridden all the time, or they're doing a job that they hate, but they're just doing it because they need the money. And, you know, there's that way of living. But for those of us who are on a journey of awakeness, we're trying to wake up, well, then what happens, I think, for us is that we think we sort of know what our purpose is, and we start living it, and we think, well, that's not quite it, and then we start honing that. So for me, you know, I was a chiropractor for 14 years. I was a successful physician. I had, you know, lots of patients who came to see me, and I was good at what I did. But there was something, there was an inner calling that said, you're not quite on purpose. There's something else that your life is meant to be that it isn't, that's not being represented by what you're doing now. And one of the things I think we need to realize is that you're not always going to know exactly what it is until you have the courage to change. Right, so you say I'm exploring my purpose, and maybe that might mean moving away from what you're doing, and in order to explore and discover new things. So for me, I left my chiropractic practice and I traveled and began to recognize that for me it wasn't just about being a healer, but it was also about being somebody who could transform or open people and help them to remove barriers to their lives. So before I was doing it for their physical lives. I was a chiropractor. I was removing physical barriers to health. And later, you know, as I look at my life now, I'm helping people remove mental barriers. And I'm doing it in a fun way because, you know, I do hypnosis shows so we get to make people laugh. But I also do it in an impactful way because we get to essentially change people's beliefs and have them then get the results they want. So, you know, some of the products that I've created and some of the courses that I've created are specifically designed so that they help to implant a new set of beliefs in you so that you get the results you want. And that's a purpose. You see, my purpose has become clearer and clearer, and now I understand, you know, I'm about healing, yes, but also educating, entertaining, and inspiring. And as I've learned more about what my purpose is, I've been able to laser focus in on how to manifest it, how to take those ideas of what I want to do in the world and find vehicles for conveying that stuff.
I love it. And people remember and they learn better when something is unique and your program is unique. It's entertaining, it's fun, it's funny, and at the same time drives home some very cool points But even if they're, you know, 3 days later, someone asks them, what did you learn at that thing? They'll remember, based on the funny parts that they laughed at, the point
right,
that you were
right.
making. Whereas, you know, sometimes you might leave church. You might leave church, someone asks you 2 hours later what the sermon was about. You have no idea in the world. With yours, they'll be able to remember and learn better because of the fun they had and the points you made while they had fun.
Exactly. The process itself is transformative. It's not just, you know, there's one thing, you go to a seminar and you get motivated and, you know, you get kind of pumped up, but then you leave and that motivation leaves pretty quickly because it hasn't sunk in yet.
Exactly.
But when you transform somebody, you know, when you do something at a deeper level where you're actually playing with the underlying beliefs, then you make changes that last a lifetime. You know, I've done that with people who have fears and phobias, whether they're afraid of snakes or they're afraid to pick up the phone and call a prospect. It's essentially the same thing, right? Fear is fear. And
yeah,
if you can get in deep enough and transform the way people relate to fear, they're changed for a lifetime.
And I had a guest come to the Think and Grow Rich Summit, Stan Klemanowicz, and he spoke very highly of your presentation. He said he was hypnotized, and he didn't know he was hypnotized, and whatever trait you were putting in him, confidence or something, if you read the emails the last 3 days of things that have happened to him, three companies, one in different work, all within the last since he left there.
Which really, you know, what I think about that, first of all, Tom, that's great to hear, and I totally appreciate that, because we see that a lot. And what we're seeing is not just that people's behavior changes, but that their attitude and the kind of the energy that they're resonating into the world changes. And when you've got that high energy, it's like magic. It does attract other things into your life.
You know that, and I know that, don't we? That energy, think of the energy in a room full of Think and Grow Rich Summit attendees. That thought energy is a lot more powerful than some negative environment you might find yourself in. So when your brain and thoughts are resonating at that speed and that vibration, it attracts some amazing things into your life, doesn't it?
Oh, man, I just have so many stories like that. That, you know, and of course, especially if you're coming from a negative point of view, it's hard to even believe that your attitude and energy level could have any effect on you, on what happens around you. Because, you know, you figure that, like, my life stinks and all these bad things are happening and there's no way that it has anything to do with me or the way I'm thinking. And anybody who says otherwise is just, you know, is just kind of woo-woo or wishful thinking or whatever. But we know that, you know, from direct experience that, and we don't know why or how, but we do know without a shadow of doubt that when you have, as you said, definiteness of purpose and you have the beliefs that support that, you know, that we're, Napoleon Hill talks about faith, that you develop both the faith and the sense of purpose, that things start to change in different ways. Now, of course, you need to take action. We know that. There's action.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when I teach my five-step formula for success, I use the word MAGIC as an acronym because, of course, I'm using MAGIC as a teaching tool too.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll say MAGIC
mm-hmm.
stands for five things that we need in order to change, and one of them is what's called mindfulness, which basically means that you're open-minded and you're self-aware, but you're not self-critical.
Right.
Right, and then you need action, and you need to know what's the next right action so that you're not overwhelmed by all the choices. And then you need generosity, because, you know, we're talking about prosperity consciousness. We can break our poverty consciousness by giving. We start to realize that there's no lack or limitation in the universe, that we can't outgive God.
Yeah.
Right?
Like
it. And then integrity. You know, being in integrity means do what you say and say what you'll do, and you know, come from a place of truth. And, you know, the problem that we see sometimes in network marketing is that we're so excited to share our business opportunity with others that we may not share it, you know, for all, you know, how it works, you know, what the good and the bad is, and what, because we want everybody to join in. But when you have integrity, you're willing to say, hey, here's what's going to happen when you join this company. You're going to, you know, you'll be enthusiastic, you're going to be excited, you may have some wins, you may have some losses, you'll probably feel depressed, you're despondent, and that's when you get to that moment of truth, and that's when you grow. That's an important thing to let people know, right?
I haven't heard that before. Not many.
Yeah,
people
powerful stuff. And then the last one is the C stands for community. That we often fail to realize that we've got other people that we could turn to who are in the same boat. And there's that mastermind principle again, the idea of coming together with like-minded people to not just share our goals, but also to commiserate about our failures and put them in the right context so that we're not, like, letting them pull us down.
Wow. Steve, can you talk a little bit about you work a lot with network marketers and direct selling people and entrepreneurs. Let's say for network marketing, someone's definite purpose and passion in life may not be to sell XYZ product in the case of Organigold coffee or tea, or in other, it may not be the actual product and the business, but if they can find their definite purpose, won't it allow them then to earn more money at their network marketing business because they know they'll plow into helping this organization and this person and giving time here and there? And so your network marketing business or per se may not necessarily be your purpose and passion that you wake up and think about all day. But if you have something that you wake up and think about all day, you certainly could pour some money into it. And this is
That's well put, yeah. I thought of two things while you were saying that. One of them is the old story of, the gentleman who's touring a construction site, and one person's toiling away miserably, and he says, "What are you doing?" And the guy says, I'm laying these damn bricks." And then he goes down a little further and he sees a guy who's whistling and smiling and singing while he's doing the same exact work. And he says to that guy, "What are you doing?" And the guy says, "I'm building a cathedral."
Wow.
Right? So it's like it's not what you're doing. It's what's the end result of what you're doing? What are you tying what you're doing to? So if your network marketing business is your vehicle, it's not your purpose, but it's your vehicle for manifesting your purpose, then you're going to see a lot more energy moving in that direction because you have a connection between why you're doing it and what you're doing. And so the other thing that I share in the book on hypnosis, I talk about something I call giving goals. So I say that... We often hear, when somebody says set your goals, the goals are, well, I want to have a house or a car or X number of dollars.
Yeah.
And those are getting goals. But
yeah.
A giving goal is I want to be able to help build a wing in a hospital, or I want to make a massive donation to the St. Jude's Fund or whatever it happens to be for you. When you come from the giving goal, then the getting is something that just happens in service to the giving.
Exactly. And people who haven't tested that actual principle and proven it to be true cannot believe how well that works. If you have a generous spirit of your time, money, and wisdom, and you give freely, it comes back. You can't put it in a scientific formula, but it comes back to you. I have a written goal, Steve. Here's mine. I want to be a reverse hi there. Give 90 and keep 10. I'm working towards it.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
So
it's inspiring, and it inspires others when you share it.
Yeah, exactly. And so how passionate can someone be about that? Or I'm thinking, Steve, what if someone has a handicapped child? Maybe a mental disability? A disability where they may not be able to live as full of life, and depending on where they live, Canada or the U.S. may cost them a ton of money. If you could develop a lifestyle that takes care of your child even after you're gone, while you're here, boy, you could tie that into making a cold call or giving away a sample, and you could probably help them with their thinking, with the hypnosis part, to tie those two ideas together, the emotion of of helping support their child in a good manner their whole life and doing something they really don't like to do.
Love it. I love it. Well, I'm such a believer in that, you know, that clear sense of purpose. And hypnosis, of course, as you said, is a powerful, powerful tool for helping people shift their beliefs. And I would challenge everybody on this call to get the opportunity to use both hypnosis and other what we call mindfulness tools.
Steve's call seems to have dropped. So hopefully he'll call back in. This is amazing stuff. You can find Steve's website at StevTaubman.com. StevTaubman.com. Make sure to purchase his book on hypnosis. I have just finished it last week. Powerful, powerful book. I also have the cassette series and the workbook. And although I could have had it all for free last week at the event, if I had asked, I paid for it. I've gone through it. It was the first program I went through when I returned. And so check out his website, stevetaubman.com, and see what's available there. There, Steve, I was just telling everyone about your website and that I purchased all your products and they were the first thing that I went to when I got home. And I took a picture of all the things I brought home. It's a big picture. So
I saw the picture. It's quite an impressive shot.
Yeah. So you being on the top of that, I listened to the CDs right away.
Okay.
I went through the workbook. And so I really, really love what you're doing. Talk a little bit more about network marketing. I imagine that's probably 80% of my audience. Do you have a few, 2-3 tips, ideas, mental programming ideas that they can use to persist, persevere, and achieve the financial goal they set to reach their definite purpose?
Yeah, sure. You know, one of the things we want to do is we want to be able to emphasize that sense of definite purpose and that there's a higher purpose for doing what you're doing, so that when you feel fear and disappointment and discouragement, you can rise up above them. So one thing you may want to try for fun is what I call the God game.
Mm-hmm.
The God game. So in the God game, because it's my game, so I get to play God. Okay.
Okay, all right.
So here's the game. The way it starts, because we want to get you guys like with a sense of urgency. And so I want you to think of the person in your life that means the most to you, the person to whom if anything bad happened to them, it would be almost unthinkable how painful that would be.
We all have that person.
You got that person in mind?
Yep.
So the way the God game is played, I'm God, right? You have a goal, you have an outcome that you're trying to achieve in the next week or two, something that you're, you know, a set of steps that you need to take in the next week or two, things
uh-huh.
you need to do. Okay.
Yeah.
So you set out to do those things and you do them, because if you don't do them, I'm taking that person from you.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll get tired for that 2 weeks. I don't think I'd stop working for those 2 weeks. I wouldn't come up with a single excuse for those 2 weeks.
Exactly.
And I would achieve the result, whatever I had to do.
Right. Now, of course, the game is completely volitional, and I'm not really going to do it, but you understand what I'm saying is you're creating urgency. Because when you get, like, how important this is, and quite frankly, there's some reality to that, isn't there? That if you
totally.
Rip yourself off, you're ripping off the people around you, too.
I love it. I love that. And then you could even make it I sometimes use it as kind of a motivating example of when people are like, oh, I don't have time, can't do this. If you were paid $150,000, $250,000, make up a big number, for the next 2 weeks to get those things done, you think you could do it? Well, all of a sudden they have time, they have energy, they think, yeah, I can do this, I can do that. So you give them an absurd amount of money in 2 weeks for doing those things that they think can't be done or they don't have time for, all of a sudden, wow.
Yeah. Well, let me even challenge that just a little bit, because here's what we noticed. Now, when I do the hypnosis show, one of the things that I do as a demonstration is I have the people on stage forget their own first name. And, you know, if you're hypnotized and somebody tells you you no longer remember your own first name, and the harder you try to remember it, the more you forget it. I'll tell you what, you will not be able to come up with a name no matter what. Now, once I've got the people sufficiently convinced that they don't know their name, I'll then say to one of them, I'll say, listen, I'm going to give you $50 if you could tell me your name. And they'll sit there struggling. I'll pull a $50 bill out of my pocket. And I'm not kidding. You tell me your name, I'll give you this money. And they don't tell me. And then I say, well, look, I've got more money. I pull out $100. And I've pulled out as much as $1,000 out of my pocket and offered it to somebody for telling me their name, and they won't do it. And the reason is because money is a limited motivator, right? Money will motivate us, but money isn't necessarily going to be a strong enough motivator to overcome a certain belief system. And so, for example, in that case, the belief is, I don't know my name. And the harder I try to remember it, the more I forget it. Well, that's very much like what a lot of us network marketers face, where I'm certain, even though I may not be thinking this consciously, I'm certain that I'm just bothering people if I talk to them about this. Or I'm certain that they've already heard this from 100 other people and there's no point in me doing it. Or I'm certain that I'm going to get rejected. Or I'm certain that somebody's going to think this is a stupid thing and they're going to think I'm an idiot for doing it. So there's all this certainty that's not real, but because it's so real in their own minds, even the promise of money doesn't help them overcome it. So the answer is reprogramming the mind. And so this is where I would suggest to any network marketer or entrepreneur at all, I would suggest, first of all, you need to start getting real with yourself. And that what that means is you should be sitting down quietly every morning and meditating for 10 or 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. And what that does is it quiets the chatter in your head. And when the chatter in your head is quiet, then you'll be able to hear the voices in your own head. And when you say, I can't do this, or nobody's going to like it, all of a sudden there's a part of you that says, ooh, I just heard me say that. Now I'm on to me. And what you do now is you start writing those things down. So I'm going to suggest everybody get a journal, write down all the negative limiting voices you're hearing in your head, and make a point of doing that for a week. So every time you hear yourself say, I can't do this because, just write that down. Don't try to fix it. Don't be mad at yourself. Don't try to change it. Just write it down. See, what we're doing at that point is we're trying to elevate your level of awareness, of self-awareness. And then the next thing I would do is I would suggest what we call re-scripting. You take those messages and you replace them with a positive message of your choosing. And then if you want to really supercharge this process, you'll use some kind of a hypnosis process, whether you go to see a hypnotist or, you know, if you're using my the Unhypnosis CD for network marketers. The idea is that you're going to replace the negative programming with positive programming. And what will happen is over a period of time, it'll change.
Yeah, and permanently, you said.
And permanently, yeah. That all the time with the phobia cures. We'll have somebody who's deathly afraid of a snake, and we'll bring a snake up on stage. And then we'll finish the hypnotic process with them, and then they'll pick the snake up themselves. I've got a video of somebody kissing a snake who's deathly afraid of a snake. But the great thing about it is that I see these same people a year later, and they're still fearless. The fear is gone now and forever, once and for all, because there's no reason to pick a fear back up once you've allowed to let it go.
Amen. And you can leave a seminar a lot of times motivated, but a year later, that motivation level is not the same. Whereas your new programming programs it in permanently, so it's part of the subconscious. Once it's in the subconscious, you can't remove it. You could, but it would be a lot of effort.
It would be a lot of work, exactly.
It could be a lot of work. Now, from listening to your audio program, I can tell, and even from your homepage, that you're a fan, like I am, of Bob Berg, author of The Go-Getter.
Oh, yes. Bob Bob's a great guy. Bob was the first, when I walked into Think and Grow Rich, the first person I ran into was Bob Berg. And the last time I'd seen Bob live, we were doing a conference. We were both at a conference together, and we ended up in the back of the room. And for some reason, we both said we liked the Broadway show West Side Story. So he and I started singing "When You're a Jet All the Way." And so this is now 2 years later. I walk into Think and Grow Rich, and Bob is snapping his fingers, looking at me, and smiling and singing "When you're a jet all the way."
That was one of my highlights too. I met him outside. Did you see him outside there? That's where I met him when you first came in, and I had never met him. And before I noticed him, somehow he noticed me, and he cried out, "Tom, too tall, Cunningham, is that you?" And Steve, you know that Bob Berg meets with, emails with, communicates with hundreds of thousands of people. So for him to call out, "Hey, Tom, too tall, Cunningham," it's like, wow,
that's awesome.
Calling him my name. And then, of course, there's people standing around him talking to him. So now they're all of a sudden impressed by, "Who's this Tom too tall, Cunningham, Bob Berg is calling out to?" It's like, So,
that's
great. And then on your website, you put Dr. Steve is the ultimate brain clog remover. I like that.
Yeah, it's a fun quote. Well, that's the thing. It's like I get my joy from watching people shed their layers of invisible mental barriers. Mm-hmm. Because if I could help people, like, you know, first of all, become aware of the things that are stopping them, and then use these tools and techniques that I have through hypnosis to help them get rid of those barriers, I just get to watch them start to excel. I see people in sales who start to suddenly have experiences like what you just mentioned. I think it was Stan who had those experiences.
Yeah.
Where you're not operating with all that baggage anymore. The baggage is gone, and you're traveling light again.
Yeah, and if you look logically, you can't explain the results. But if you look internally into that subconscious brain of yours, now it's going out seeking different things than what it was looking for before, like the excuses and the reasons not. Now your subconscious is active, alive, and looking for things on purpose that will positively impact you. And once you get that darn subconscious working, you've got the best thing in the world working for you. Steve, I see on your website you have this mindfulness assessment.
Let me talk a little bit about that. That's a really good point. For anybody on the call, probably the easiest way to enter into my world and start learning a little bit more about what I think is important for your success and happiness is to simply visit my website, stevetaubman.com, and you'll find that on the right side there, what Tom is referring to, is you can take a quiz, and it takes just a few minutes, and it provides you with a customized report, and it's called the mindfulness assessment. Now, most of us don't use the word mindfulness, so I have to explain that when I say mindfulness, again, I'm talking about awareness plus acceptance. It's a particular state of mind, and it comes from what Ram Dass called be here now, being present, learning how to quiet your mind, not to live in the past or the future, but to be able to be truly, fully present in the moment. And what we find is that people who practice the art of mindfulness and get good at being in the present moment tend to have more success and more happiness in life. So it's a good thing to know what your score is on that quiz, because it gives you a sort of a starting point on your journey. What's important? Should I be taking classes? Should I be meditating? Should I be, you know, doing different daily practices? What should I be doing? And the first place to start is by taking that quiz. And it's free. It takes a few minutes. You take it, you'll get a standardized report, or rather a customized report. But the other thing is that when you take that that quiz, you'll get a couple of subsequent emails from me. And one of the emails you'll get from me gives you, as a gift, it gives you the first 40 pages of Unhypnosis as a digital download for free.
Wow.
Yeah, so it'll get you started on the journey. If you like the book, you'll have an opportunity to purchase it at a discounted rate there. And more importantly, you know, it'll just sort of put you into that kind of thinking process. It also will give you an opportunity, if you're interested, to be on my mailing list. Now, I think it mentions my weekly wisdom tips. I do have to tell you that right now we're on vacation from those, so you won't get any new ones for the time being, but all the old ones are on my blog site. So, you know, you could read some of my articles and listen to some of my podcasts. And there's a lot of ways to get my material and understand what I'm sharing for free or for very little money, which I think is a good place to start.
Yeah, my dad said free is good.
Yeah, free is good.
I like that. And
on
your website, you got pictures with John Cleese. I love John Cleese. Mark Victor Hansen, Steve Martin, Jack Canfield. Wow.
Yeah, I think Alec Baldwin, what's his name, Andy Garcia. I get to meet a lot of famous people. It's kind of fun. And perform with them. Yeah, it's really cool.
Wow.
So it's a fun visit. Now, for those of you, you know, who are actually intrigued by this idea of reprogramming your mind, as I said, you have options. One is to really find a local hypnotist who can guide you through the process. You know, it's an expensive way to go, but it's probably worth it. The other less expensive way to go is that program that I created, Tom, that I believe you already listened to, the Unhypnosis for Network Marketers and Entrepreneurs CD. And essentially what it is, it's a recorded hypnosis session. Mm-hmm. And it's designed to help you to remove the mental traps that get in your way, like fear and discouragement, and to replace your negative beliefs with beliefs that we've got from some of the top 12 of the top network marketers in the world.
Wow.
And it was voted one of the top 25 must-have products by Direct Selling Live. It's a very powerful program. A lot of people have had tremendous results using it. And what you do is you listen to it every night. It doesn't have to be night, but a lot of people do it at night for like 21 days. And it will reprogram a lot of your negative beliefs very easily, very effectively, and it's easy to listen to, and it's relaxing. And that program goes for, I believe, $69 or $67, something like that. You could buy it on my website. Once you're at the website, just go to the products page, you'll find it. But for anybody on the call who does decide to make that purchase, if you do so and then you send me an email telling me that you did so, I'll personally send you a digital copy of my whole book at no charge.
Whoa, wow. And see, that's not the one I listened to. I must say, that wasn't the one you had at the show. I mean, hypnosis wasn't for direct sellers and network marketers. So I'm going to have to get that one because it is, as you say, it's a lot more simple, convenient, and inexpensive to have you do it that way than going to a professional. Professional is great if you can afford it and you have the time and all that, but it's better if they can do this one specifically for network marketers and direct sellers, as you said, at their convenience at home at night, twice a day or once a day do they go through
that? Once a day is sufficient. Some people do double it up, but I think once a day is a good pattern and a good pace to go with that. And we've seen great results with that. And, you know, the great thing about something like that as a tool is that you always have it. You know, as opposed to if you go to a hypnotist, well, then you don't necessarily have the ability to keep going back unless you're going to keep paying the money. But this, you pay it once, and you can listen to it forever.
Exactly. And for people, I was just thinking as well, a lot of people, their memory and their spelling, so they may, after this, think, what's that guy's name again? Steve Tubbs something. But if you Google unhypnosis, people can remember hypnosis. This is kind of a hypnotherapy has been a theme of the talk, and then just put un, pretty cool, unhypnosis. So even if they can't remember, what was that guy's name again? How do you spell it? Unhypnosis.
There you go. That's probably makes sense.
Going to come to the top of the list, hypnosis, put un in front. You'll find Steve. Direct selling, success, strategies. For those who can spell and have a pen, StevePaubman.com. Front page has that mindfulness assessment. It's free. Cool pictures of Dr. Steve with some very cool people. And lots of information about what he can do for you there. As I said, I went through it very first thing when I got home. I purchased all the products that were at the show, and I can tell you it's worth the time and effort to do that. Thanks so much for your time today, Steve. I really, really appreciate it.
Tom, a great pleasure. It was really, really fun, and thanks, everybody, for listening in. I hope to see you at the next upcoming conference and entertain and inspire you.
Thank you so much. Have an amazing day.
You too, Tom. Be well.